Blackstone Audio presents Dead Man's Bridge, a Jake Cantrell mystery by Robert J. Mrazek. This book is read by Christopher Lane.
To Jim and Anne with love. Every guilty person is his own hangman. Seneca the Younger. 1. Her desolate moan dragged me back from the abyss. I could hear the spatter of hard rain against the cottage windows. A peal of thunder erupted above us as the storm slowly rolled east toward the Adirondacks. She was trembling when I reached across the bed to stroke her back. As she labored to find a more comfortable position, she kicked me in the leg before falling back into a fitful sleep. The nightmares were coming more frequently now, and I wondered if the chemotherapy treatments were responsible. Her oncologist had warned me that the chemo might cause serious side effects, but without the treatments, he said that the cancer would almost certainly metastasize. She had borne the injections with silent fortitude. Her night breathing had become increasingly spasmodic. I remembered my awe at her physical agility and grace when she was young. It was hard to witness the toll the disease had taken on her energy and strength. The first time I saw her was in a remote Afghan village beyond the Khyber Pass. It was early winter, and an old mujahideen had been about to disembowel her for his next meal. Back then her thick coat had been pure white, and she was as big as a calf. In spite of the indignity of being shackled to a rusty chain, there was a hint of royalty in her manner. I asked the old man what kind of dog she was.
Only Allah could be sure.